Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Tuesday evening, Markets and Company News, I'm with Chantal Marks from FNB Wealth and Investments. And Chantal, I guess we've got to start with this: gold hitting $3,500 an ounce, all on the back of this ongoing fight between Donald Trump and the Federal Reserve in the U.S.
Yes, so this is not a new fight. It's not a new development by any stretch of the imagination. Trump has been talking about getting rid of Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Fed, for quite some time. But it does seem to have ramped up over the last few days. He is looking at loopholes in legislation that will enable him to fire the Fed chair. And it's really scared markets because the Fed is supposed to be independent. It's supposed to run on its own accord. There shouldn't really be any interference into what it's meant to do, which is to safeguard jobs and to keep inflation in check.
So what does this mean then for the short-term future of bullion as it continues to break records, it seems, day after day?
So if we look back at the gold rally, it really started in February 2022 when Russia invaded Ukraine. And initially, the gold price was supported by safe haven demand, but mostly from institutional professional investors, as well as record central bank buying. Central banks were a little bit nervous around the sanctions regime in Russia, and they started to build up their holdings. But it wasn't until the start of this year where we really started seeing a meaningful inflow into gold exchange traded funds. And that has been driven by retail investors getting increasingly nervous as well, and institutional investors buying up even more gold. So I think we are still in the infancy of that kind of those flow dynamics. And it can definitely go even further if the volatility and chaos that's currently dominating market rhetoric continues.
And unsurprisingly, this has had a very positive impact on the JSE today, and most notably resource stocks, up by about 1.3%. The market has breached 90,000 points. And in particular, gold counters are looking strong. At one point, Harmony, I think, was up almost 8%. It's pulled back slightly, still up by 2.5%. Goldfields is looking good. DRD Gold is looking good, as is Anglo Gold. So if you're holding gold stocks at the moment, you should have a smile on your face.
Yes, and you will have a smile on your face, and you would have had a smile on your face for the last year at least. And year to date, particularly, these shares have been performing extremely well. I had a quick look at the returns data for the gold miners so far this year. Harmony Gold leading the pack with 126%. This is from the start of the year, Jeremy. Anglo American up 104%, Goldfields up 93%, DRD up 95%, and Pan African Resources lagging a little bit, but still up a very attractive 50%.
Not the same story for platinum stocks, though.
No, unfortunately, platinum stocks have kind of had these really strong days and then equally strong pullbacks. I think the investors are still struggling to figure out where the trigger will be for platinum and palladium prices to move meaningfully higher. I think the difference between gold and platinum is important to distinguish, because gold really is that proper safe haven asset, where platinum and palladium demand is mostly driven by industrial demand, so catalytic converters that go into cars and trucks. But if we are a little bit nervous around economic growth, perhaps that demand pickup won't materialize in the way that it would have, and hence the pressure.
And Chantal, the Rand today also hitching its wagon to the strength. I've got it at 1864, up about 0.2%, but let's not forget that a week, 10 days or so ago, the currency was breaching 19 to the dollar, 1864 at the moment, not looking too bad.
Not at all. I think a lot of this has to do with some dollar weakness. If we look at the Rand against some of the other crosses, it's also stronger, but not by the extent we've seen it strengthen against the US dollar. Really helped by the fact that we haven't heard a lot out of the the government of national unity and a potential breakup there. It does look increasingly like we could see some kind of a resolution on the local political front, so that is helping as well. And then, of course, South Africa exports gold and we import oil. So a low oil price and a high gold price will be positive for our terms of trade as well.
So it's a shorter week, but there is one set of important numbers out tomorrow. That's March consumer inflation figures. And the conventional wisdom is that there should be a marginal easing, and driven primarily by lower fuel prices. We got a nice surprise late last week, I think. So what's your sense as far as inflation is concerned?
Yeah, so we would also expect a marginal pullback in for the March numbers, also because of the lower oil prices. So we are part of the conventional wisdom, I guess. But yeah, I mean, we expect it to pull back to about 3% year-on-year growth. That is still at the low end of the Reserve Bank's target range. I think the key risk in this specific print is we've got survey data on rentals coming through. So that could either surprise to the upside or downside and determine whether or not the market likes the print or not. But ultimately, because it's at the lower end of the Reserve Bank's target range, we do think that it means good news from an interest rate perspective, despite some of the global volatility.
Let me add one more thing to that. So fuel obviously helping cool inflation, but there is still concern over food prices, which continue to rise, albeit off a low base.
Yeah, so I mean, food prices continue to rise. I don't think we're going to get a major surprise on that front. We've got a pretty decent sense, or most economists have a pretty decent sense of what the trajectory of that is. And I think that the countering of the lower fuel price will help there. And then, of course, if you look at food prices going forward, I think we should get a bit of a reprieve because we've had really good summer rains. So that could mean really good things from a grain price perspective. And then if you look at fuel prices, that also has an impact on the food value chain and the supply chain generally. So lower fuel prices ultimately could also even help us at the tolls.
And that's where I'm going to leave it. Chantal Marx, FNB Wealth and Investments. We'll talk to you again shortly. Thank you very much indeed.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.